Hi, I'm Haley.
Hi, I'm Charlotte.
And today we have a special guest
named Evangeline Dos Santos.
And we are going to be answering some of your questions that you have emailed us. And then we're also going to answer some questions on Vanjie's TikTok
account. And ask her some questions about just school in general.
Yeah, okay. So our first question that we have today is Black History Month info. Who would like to take that question?
I really haven't heard anything much that's going on right now, unless you check the Google Classroom.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard anything. What about you, Vanjie? Have you heard anything about that
yet?
Well,
I heard from Mr. Feely that there might be a Black History Month presentation soon, next week, starting Monday. I think that's going to be really fun.
Probably. Sixth grade, right?
Yeah. Also, there's in the cafeteria, there's like a little TV that tells you about people like Morgan Freeman, Rosa Parks, then, you know, the people that participated in Black History.
So, opinion on outdoor recess during winter. So, Haley, would you like to go first?
So, no, I feel like it just depends. They're really strict about it. Weather-wise as well, I think 20...
Yes,
20
if you're if it's under a certain amount of freezing, they will not let you outside. And, but I do like to actually be in the outside recess when we... During winter, they do make us wear coats outside, but when it's not that cold out, I think we take off our jackets and we enjoy.
Also, us students really can't get mad at this opinion of outdoor recess because they give us an option to stay inside. And if you are cold, you could ask a teacher and say, "I'm cold, can I go inside?" They'll tell you yes.
Yeah,
they don't want you to feel like you're being forced to go outside and cold.
My opinion on outdoor recess, it's not that I hate it, it's also that, like, there should be, like, certain areas. Like there's the basketball court and stuff like that, but then I feel like there also should be, like, activities indoor. Because that way, like, in the auditorium, like, when you sit down, like, there's not really that many activities. Like, there's
no
Wi-Fi.
There's no Wi-Fi.
There's no Wi-Fi in there either. So I think that there should definitely be activities.
Like coloring something or something like that. Exactly.
Yeah, because the auditorium has, like, equipment, like, drawing stuff or like paper.
Yeah. Information on the Valentine's plushies. So
I'm so excited.
I am very excited for the Valentine's plushies. I think a lot of people are giving them to their friends or some of their
crushes.
And information on the Valentine's plushies. We do not know when they will be coming back, but
come back. Actually, my sister's in the club. She said that posters around.
They're coming on.
They're going to be delivered on Valentine's Day. But the sale stops on Friday.
So make sure to get your Valentine's Day plushie. It's $2 for one. And
there's also lollipops. You can get 5 for $3, and then I think
1 for $2.
One for two. Also, you have until February 11th to buy your plushies because there's only 300 available, and I feel like more than half are probably already sold out. So.
I have another little announcement, actually, while I'm finding it. How about Haley? How does someone become a guest on our show?
Okay, so we're going to make, I think you can email either me and Charlotte or...
You can email me or email us or put it on our Ask Us podcast thing and saying, hey, can I be on the thing? Just add your name at the bottom. It's in the Library Media Center on our South Orange Town Middle School website.
So to also apply, you need your name, your grade, and we're usually period eight. We just need to know what class you're in period eight because we don't want you to get taken out the classroom.
Oh, and one thing about our earlier thing about the going outside during winter, if the temperature drops below 21 degrees, everyone will be inside, and please bring your jacket to go outside.
I believe period one odd.
Yes, and on February 6th, sixth graders, please wear your team colors so then we can have a big sixth grade thing. And students who apply for Little Shop of Horrors crew, you should have invitations to the stream with Miss Vador. Also, we have for clubs and debates, they're all starting to have big things that are going to be happening. Like, I know an art club that we're going to be doing a special thing in the hallways. So get tuned for that. How about you, Haley? You're in the robotics.
Right now, robotics club, we're working with our bots, and we're having a competition just for our robotics club. It's a small bunch, but it's fun. We're building and being creative right now. Nothing much is happening. For a Minecraft is actually happening off weekends. Like mm-hmm. Some Tuesdays we play on the box.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. So yeah. One big huge announcement for talented 6th graders or 7th grade students to please try to maybe enter in the to design the cover of the agenda book. We are inviting students to be creative and illustrate the theme of diversity, inclusivity, and unity. This all entries need to be submitted at the main office by February 18th, so make sure you have a good time illustrating this theme and have fun. So now we're going to be answering some questions that Vanji has on her TikTok. Would you like to say your TikTok name? So
then well, you can follow my name, which is Vanji DLS with two S's, and my spam is Vanji Spam. So, yeah. Okay, now it is time to answer some of your guys' questions on TikTok. So, the first question is, what is your favorite song? I don't think I have one, actually. I think I like all genres, especially R&B and hip-hop.
Yeah, I think I like hip-hop as well. A main artist that I usually listen to, I have a bunch of them, so I don't feel like I just have one favorite. I do have a bunch.
I'm more of a pop and country. Not really. I really like the genres, but I feel like it depends on the artist, like Doja Cat or other people, but
yeah, let's totally. Answer more questions. So what's another question?
Okay, has anyone made fun of you in public?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
I have fallen in the hallway, and
that's also something that we need to talk about.
And the outside. Yeah. Outside as well. If you fall on the ice, I know Vanji has fallen on the ice and got her whole butt wet with the ice water, and that has been
a very fun joyride. But also, posters about anti-bullying going around.
No bullying zones, stuff like that.
People are putting very positive notes on their lockers.
Yes.
Like joy words on their locker. I really encourage it. Also, be kind to others, mm-hmm. especially in the school community, because you want to be treated equally.
Yes.
Everybody does. So I encourage you to come and jump on the trend and write some really nice notes to your friends and put it in their locker and just make people's day better.
Yeah, especially during Valentine's Day. That would be super fun.
Well, okay. We're signing off. It's Haley.
It's Charlotte.
And it's Vanji.
Bye. Bye.